close the door. So now, what happened with the lay people?
We wish they personally.
My father said he didn't come today. He was too tired. And maybe the day we were teaching some material wearing, and he think it is not probable for him to stay here.
I don't know. We told you only 5 minutes, no? Huh? We told him only 5 minutes. Did you tell him 5 minutes?
Yes, of course. I told him 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah. Many reasons. And also my father's clothes washed and they ringing and no blood. And no clothes to wear.
Okay. So, now, did you practice?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you can practice. So then I can, now you can come. I may happy me pandi pavati nisa me oya me kaude me behet karan dide na. Huh? Enam kila me are sadama chaga ke udav karan na. Kama ke? Apa dia ni? Itulah me pandai bawa ni, na.
Hari. Golak kamu ada?
Amaru, ne? Hari orang tu.
Yesi.
Hah?
Yesi.
Hari. So, okay. Number one.
Okay. Thank you. 那下衣要有尺寸才能拿上吗？什么？下衣要标准才能拿上。什么叫标准？就是说这条尺寸。班里说有尺寸要求的。对，这样也有尺寸要求，都一样，所有上衣都有尺寸要求。那我们当时做的时候，它是尺寸要求做的吧？
Thank you. Put the layers
So then, now regarding the size of the ropes, okay, so this should be 5 cubits, okay, the fifth is, what is it called, 4 litre with last.
A 4 foot.
Okay, even 5 cubits is okay. 5 cubits is okay.
Okay, you can put a 4.75,
something like that. 75. Yes. 75 cubits.
Okay, even 5 is okay.
Okay. 5 is okay. This is 4.5 is also okay. This will be 2 cubits and 1 span. Okay, the height.
然后宽度是两个半尺再加上一张手.
So then, therefore, now you can measure. You also can measure the length and the height. So if it is too large, that's called difficult. So if it is too short, you have only little to wear. Then it can fall very, very easy. You can check, no? So then I think Vishuddhananda said it is okay. His rope, I think, is okay. It looks okay. But you can also check, no?
Okay.
So you also check about your rope. Okay? The, you take from here, measure. 1, 2, 3, 4, and the 5th, you close the fist. Okay? And check. Little bit, 5 is also okay. 5, no problem. But if it is too much, more than 5, then it goes too much. Okay? Difficult. So then, okay, that is 1 point. So now regarding the length of the Sanghati, for the Uttara Sangha, single rope, again, this is again for now. But you have usually they put it about 4 cubits, no? Something like that in this organization. It can be up to 4 cubits. Okay? That means the Uttara Sangha. The length is the same, only has 4 cubits.
然后那个上衣它那个我知道是长度是那个是取的是一样的，然后宽度大概就四万尺。
Therefore, the length is almost double than Altaravasika.
然后它那个上衣的那个宽度大概下衣的两倍。
If it is shorter, you can change, no? Because bhikkhu, after become even samaya is not good. Must know how to wear. So then, let's see what is else. 照常对。Now this rule and the next rule, how to wear the Sanghati, it's the Uttara Sangha, does not say whether it should one should wear this like that inside the village or inside the monastery. Okay. So therefore now this applies everywhere.
Okay.
Applies everywhere. So now, this Sekhya number 3, it starts from Andaragari. Andaragari means only inside the village. All the most of the rules apply, it's called inside the village.
他说那个住学法第三条就不一样，然后他那那那那那那那条其实是讲是在那个俗家之间，然后那个那他就是也是村落里边是要求那条街，然后这里边那个就是住学法那个大部分的街都是要求在那个俗家之间的时候。But
Paccitya number 1 and 2, he applies everywhere.
Sekhya
number 1 and 2 applies everywhere.
但是在那个住学法第一条第二条适用于一切处。
Therefore, whether you are in the monastery or in the village, you should wear your robes all around, parimandala. Except if you are inside your kuti. So in other public places, whether it's in Dhanasala or on the road, or in the Sima, or in the Kilambasa hall, wherever you go in public places, so then you have to wear your robe parimandala.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were that's called Yoro Parimandala, if and then afterwards it may fall, for example, and you don't know. So it's no offense. But if you know, you have to adjust it.
他说那个就是说，那那本书是出那个穿穿穿越之后呢，过一段时间，如果你在下水，然后你自己不知道，这是不犯的。但是如果你知道后，你应该调整这个价差。
So if you are sick, for example, and you because you are you a broken hand, you have a broken hand, and you can't put your rope parimandala, again, it's no offense.
如果说你的那个手因为受伤或者有病，别人手折。
So, again, if it is some danger, for example, a snake comes, so and you have to run away. So, then if you are not able to wear it parimandala, again, it's not an offense.
他说，然后别人遇到一些危险，比如说蛇类咬你，然后你要跑，然后这时候你不能保持加上全员，这也是无罪的。
Again, if it is asatya, that means because you are it's called, you are busy thinking something else and you forget to make it parimandala. Again, it's no offense. So then, but once you realize that your rope has fallen, it's hanging from the left, from the right, and so forth, you should adjust it. So then, okay, now the next rule it is, let me see. Alright, you can you can read the next rule. Who is next?
Second number two. First, 披上衣，应护全员，使两方边缘整齐不恭敬固，并前后垂下，披上衣者，各作最初之范例的反应。刚刚为这里呢，在第二处女瀑布，不应以居家者所披者方式而披上衣。 不宜如此所禁止的居家者所披着的方式而披着后，使两脚平齐等而披着名为披着片缘。此中凡是以白衣所披着、变形外道所披着、衣者所披着、饰酒者所披着、内宫女所披着、大长者所披着、入田蛇者所披着、婆罗门所披着、白斑成形者所披着。 如此等从片缘的特象之其他方式而披着，此亦切名为瑜伽者所披着。因此，如同白衣饭或者以剑所披着，即同；以及如同有些变形外道，陆逊而将外衣露在两肩上，以及如同一衣诸人下着的一边在背部。 披着后两脚置于两肩上，以及同诸侍酒者等一一在脖子五道，两边在胸部垂下或头在背部，以及如同诸宫女只是露出眼睛缠绕头而披着，如同诸大长老，如大长者用长衣下着后，只以那一边而披铺全身。 即如同诸农夫在进入田舍时，群绕腋后投入腋窝，只以那一片而披覆全身体；以及如同诸婆罗门把腋的中间塞入两腋窝后而。 投掷在天上，以及如同排班成型的布衣披覆一肩而披着，露出左臂后，将衣放置在肩上。不以如此披着后，以及舍离一切其他与此相似披着的过失，当不改变变缘而披着。无论在私有或村落中，未如此披着，以不恭敬作母正好而披着惹恶咒。无罪子与前垂出相似，就如在这里如此，在一切处也是相同，凡事有差别之处，与该处我们将解说。
Gangadharan gives many examples how lay people wear, what's called, their clothes, and how other Jain ascetic Ningandas they wear their robes, and how Brahmanas they wear the clothes. And how the Buddha told to wear the robe.
这个地方一共都给举了很多例子，然后讲人居士，然后那个外道，以及婆罗门，然后他们平时都是怎么穿衣服，然后佛陀也讲人就比丘应该怎样穿自己袈裟。
So you should not wear your robe in such way like drunkard people be wear.
Drunkard people.
So they have drunk alcohol. They put their robes like that.That so drink alcohol confused.
穿
衣服方式不应该喝醉酒就给这样，刚So then open the chest. So then all these are not suitable.
所以这些方式都是不合适。
So now.Many monks have problem how to wear the robes. As soon as you get ordained, their robes like that. Go pinna bata.
So that is pinna bata.
Pinna bata going ball.
Yes, now he is get the door.
Falling from the right, left, right. So because.Many teachers no time to teach. Teachers no time to teach.
Old monk. Old Baba.
So they quickly tell him, drop the robes and go for Vinabhata. So they were, you must learn how to wear your robe. So this is like yesterday.So then, now again, when we wear the robe, the height of the robe should be the same like the Andravasa. Okay? Because the second number rule, second number one, it says Parimandala. Vivasa Mesamiti, I will wear your robe Andravasa all around. And this rule tells again Parimandala. Okay?So therefore, in Parimandala means Janma Mandala. Okay?
mandala, okay? It is the area of around the knee. The area now should be covered. Like the Andravasana. It is again 8 fingers below the knee.
然后呢，他说这个要是这种是上衣，他说下衣下面应该那个齐平，因为他说原先这样，然后这那个就是中间的第一条、第二条，他的那个他都提到，就是应该那个全员反正是上衣或者下衣，然后这地方全员的意思呢，是指你这个上衣或者下衣整个包括那个要整个覆盖这个细轮，所以说那个就这样画这个地方，画这个地方阴影，然后这个上衣或者下衣把你这个膝盖附近，包括膝小腿肚子那个地方，是额前部的腹股沟。
So then, therefore, it does not mean that you can wear your uttarasanga higher than your andravasanga. Okay.
这并不表示你就是说你可以把那个上衣那个下沿比那个下衣下沿还要高。哦，lower than your andravasanga，或者说你那个上衣下沿比那个下衣的下沿要低。
So it should be the same height.
两个高度应该是一样的。
So other practices you can find in Burma, they have 4 fingers, the Andravasanga below and I call it the Uttarasanga up. There is no reference from the Vinayapitaka or from the commentaries that you should do like that.
他说在缅甸看一种做法，就是那个上衣下缘比下衣下缘高4指，他说这个从律藏本身以及著书。 是找不到根据的。
So now the commentary tells that you should wear 8 fingers down. But if you sit, for example, you sit like that, no? And by accident, your andravasaka gets lifted. Similarly, 4 fingers while sitting, if it's lifted, it tells no problem. But if you stand up, it is same height, okay?
他说那个，然后那个，佛的那个艺术里边说，如果说你那个只站起来的时候，上衣下沿分得下衣下沿齐平的，但是这样坐下来和坐在时候可能那个上衣会比下衣高出一点，然后这种情况是不犯的，只要你是站起来还是一样高。
So then it is only Vimati Vimodani Dika,
yes.
Who takes this to mean about these 4 fingers that even if you stand up, it is allowed for 4 fingers.
他有这本一本附注叫《疑惑书显附注》，这本附注提出来说那个就是那个即使你站起来，然后那个上衣比下衣高出4指也还是适合的，只有这本附注这样说。
Therefore, because of this sticker, this subcommentary in Burma now, the monks they lifted 4 fingers up.
他说可能是因为这本附注，就是因为这本附注，然后他说那个缅甸那笔库，他是那个出那个参加上的时候，那个上衣比下衣高出4指。
So, but this interpretation is nowhere in the Vinayapitaka, nowhere in the commentaries.
他说，但是这个解释在那个律藏本身以及那个译著是没有的。So then,
we must understand that Vimati Vinodanistika's explanation is misinterpretation of the commentary.
我们知道这个疑惑出现这边这个疑惑附注在这个地方上解释那个是对艺术的一种曲解。OK，喂，你问题。
你说的高度是指上衣长于里面的下衣4指还是？上衣下缘高于下衣下缘4指。就是说缅甸的出家众下衣全部露在外面。
对，不是全部露在外面，对，就是有一圈露在外面。是这样。对，是的。
这好奇怪啊，这感觉。
是，但是你我见过这种，他们
是这样的。
对，我见过，他们是有时候在外面露一圈。
我来龙树林之前一直那么穿的。
嗯。
因为那个吉祥尊者当时follow
He said before he came to Nauen, he already in another place, for example, when we Umangala's temple. He's also very like that.
Yes, I know, it is the Burmese style. But it is a misinterpretation of Samanda Prasadika. Which the Samanda Prasadika tells you can wear same height like Andravasaka, Uttarasanga and Andravasaka, same height. But if you sit and by accident your robe gets lifted four fingers, no offense, because you were already, you put your robe 8 fingers, no, but if it gets by accident 4 fingers, no offense, quite sitting. But if you get up again, it will go 8 fingers. And these 4 fingers, some Vima Devi that takes it, that's called, to mean that even if you stand, 4 fingers, no problem. Which is not allowed. Actually, the Samanda Prasadika never tells like that.
他是普通人言语而生法的，就是你原先原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原原 个地方解释，是对普贤行的一个曲解。
We don't accept this here. This interpretation is not accepted.
他说这个地方就是我们这边不接受，就是以后出现这个地方的解释。
Because in Vinayavedika they put the tense, Antaravasika Parimandala, and then Uttarasanga Parimandala.
因为
no difference.
因为在这个在律藏里边，就是那个佛陀只是说就是那个。下一要全员，上一要全员。他并没有在那个下一个上一之间，那个做任何区别。
So, but what the Buddha emphasizes is that, for example, this corner, there is this corner which hanging on. As called, this corner who hangs, they should be together with this corner. Okay. And I will explain this. This corner should meet.For example, if you wear your robe like that, so the corner of this has to come together same height like this corner. This corner here, okay, should be same height. Now this is.This height, no. This height. So this also should be this height. Okay. This should not be like that. Hanging like that. Okay. So in the same way, this should not like that. Here. That's good. Therefore.It should be the same height.
佛陀强调点就是说，他那这个是上下这两个角，就是垂下是这两个角，然后这个高度是一样的，不应该一个高一个低。
Good, in the other way.
然后这个地方，他说那个在律藏里边是有，大家看那个披上衣，应付全员，是两方之边缘整齐，不恭敬古令令前后垂下披上衣者突击落。
Again.Now you can find some monks. They put their robe like that.
Another system can wear like this.
Well,
yeah, in China we can wear like this.
Yeah, wrong. Because here it says Vinayavedika.
Yes, I saw it.
They should meet, no.
But I also saw some.
ウボガネサマガディス。
好像我看泰国僧人也有这样。
So even if they are same level, they don't meet.
他一般是干活是这样说的。对啊，就是风凉呀，太这样包着根本不方便做事啊。 He said that well, working some Thai monks are wearing their robes like this because they're doing some labor work.
So now for labor work, there is another way. If you want to keep parimandala, you can keep labor work. Okay, but some monks they don't do labor work and they roam inside the monastery life. Without labor work, work like that. Hello, how are you?
Today I saw
labor work where I miss.
But this is not allowed. This is also labor work is not allowed. If you want to do labor work, I will show you now. Wear the rope like that, no? So what you do it is right. You take it like that, okay? And you put your head like that. Put it behind, okay? You have parimandala, and then you uncover the back.
Oh.
Okay. Because sweat comes from the back here.
Oh.
If this cat hair, wheat, no sweat. Okay. And again, it's parimandala.
不一样吗？不一样。他那个，他把这个拉出来，本来我是这样的，他现在把这样。对。但是这样不是全部露出来了吗？那露出来没有？他关注是两边那个边缘露出来。你看，现在将干活全部掉下来，我跟你说，绝对全部掉下来，这个只不过是。 就是很理想化的，但是我们那种这样的穿法，这个东西是全部勾在身上的，掉不下来的。他那种肯定会掉的，我跟你说。He
said if you wear like that, it's very easy to get loose.
Loose?
Yes, yes.
No. I will show you why.
Okay.
Now, many monks. I will show you. They wear the rope like that.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So. Then if you wear the rope like that, it's very easy to fall down because it's very loose.
Yes.
Very loose like that. So then in order to wear the rope very tight, you have to put it not up, you have to put inside.
Yes.
You put inside. So now the rope is very tight. So then and then you put this up. And then if you do here, how you do it? So then now if you want to open your back, you take this, you put this like that. This is already tight here.
Oh, yes.
Tight.
Yes.
You put this like that, and then your spine can open.
Oh, now very good. Good.
So, okay. No spine open. Spine is very close.
Sir?
You can't do that because your spine is not open.
Oh, you mean open?
Yes, then sweat no coming because wind. Wind here.
Yeah.
Wind, no sweat.
Okay, I understand. Not hot. Yes.
So then,
but I think if I do something, it's very easy to lose throat.
这个什么？这个不是他把后面露出来，他一定要后面露出来。对啊，露出来。我露出来。你跟我刚才没露出来。没有露出来。没有露出来。这样。什么？对他这样露出来，他这叫露出来。你这个不算，你这个错误了。他这是要露出来。这个错误。
对，这个很容易掉的，我跟你说。
这个容易掉。是是是，那你怎么？
我就这样。
不是，你这种错误了。 但是你这儿等，这这这这这没效果，我觉得。
不是，应该是你放松放松放松。你这个不是弄好了吗？
So
he's asking, is this a very allowable or not? Is this allowable or not?
No, this is why he does.
But 他没说is it allowable or not?
Because the way he wears, it is going to fall. No, he wears like that, it's going to fall. If it doesn't hold, all the rope will fall down.
他说你
I will show you.
他说你这个地方，你这个地方只要一松。上去哦，全部都掉。
I have to show him again.
他说他说他说他说就是这个这个再给你演示一遍。
You wear rope like that.
也不怎么容易掉。
我
刚
才没看好。
对。
就是呢，
太松了。
嗯，习惯也没啥。
OK， 把你忘掉了。
其实干活是光忙多。
So then, after that, you take this and put it down.
不是，你把肩绑起，就前面我们相当于不露的。你问他，
我不会，我问你的方法，我都不会弄，你的方法弄。
看好，这样穿好了，对吧？本来他要这样的，我现在是这样。我勾着。这样我就不会掉头。
我也是这样。Allowable to wear like this?
Only to the up.
No, it's okay. You can allow. I don't know.
我说可以，可以的。
我的也和他的也一
样。It's okay.
OK, 这个安全多了。我也
是。
OK, 这个我跟你说，这个我
only
还一个掉，我说。
我操！
这可以会掉。
这大爷多
久？只要
你大爷，他关键是有一点啊，前面你是啥时候是什么时候发现的这个？
我说你，我这个还有
露出来，
你这个是还你全脱掉的。
好的。
哎呀呀，
你这个是不一样的。
昨天晚上我。
这个是。
This is how you can wear.
Yes, a monk tell me, can't use this in the front or in person.
Yeah, you can, very, if you want to do some work in your body, around your body.
Yes, inside.
To bring some wood like that, chain tight, but not in public.
Ah, yes.
挺说你到时候工作时候要调，然后再把那个卷，没用的，你。
sweet.
So now, if you, even if you, if you want to wear your robe like that, okay, you want to wear your robe like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
This way.
China, so many monks wear.
If you want to wear, you
can.
If you want to sweep,
yes.
Only for sweeping like that, no problem. Okay.
Oh, no problem. Okay.
You can do it because you, as called, you want to do some work.
Yes.
Okay. But after you finish the work,
yes,
you don't walk like that.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah,
you
yes.
have to make again parimandala.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
The two, I tell you two options. Two
okay,
options.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But usually, sweat comes from here. If you take your rope, you can see in the middle of the rope sweat.
Ah.
Okay. Why? Because the spine. So, the other method I told you, if you do like that, open your spine, no
sweat. Oh, I understand.
That's very easy, sweet. You don't need to dry your rope. Don't need to dry your rope.
Sometimes
the rope, this side, went down.
Yeah, to adjust, again, to adjust. To adjust means to correct. To correct.
Sometimes like this, and I do like this. It's not
I will make classes now. Maybe
okay.
two, three days, rope classes.
Ah, yes.
I'm very lucky.
But today you have to go, no?
No, I'm.
Yeah, very. So then, okay, now I will show how to wear Uttarasanga, no? Now here, if you touch here,
yeah.
Too much close, not good.
Yes.
Okay. If you touch here, too little.
Yes.
You have to touch somehow. How much? One span. You see. One span, maybe two span from here.
Mm.
Okay.
Two span.
One half span. Okay.
他说你那个就是穿那个衣服是，然后零一点大概扔一点五秒，不到两秒钟。
Maybe one span, no.
Mm.
One span, maybe two spans like that. You can one half. Okay.
Mm.
You do like that. Same time you can also practice. So then, after you lift, you check from behind. Okay? How much to lift? So then, if you do like that, don't stretch it like that. Okay? Take your rope that side, left hand. Left hand, and then put only little here, little, so that this rope will not come too much inside, will not come like that, okay? It will come here, this side, okay? This length, here, don't do too much inside.
不要把那个腿往里边送的时候，不要送太靠里。
So then put under the shoulder.
Under the rope.
Don't put it up. So then after you lift this corner
up.
And then take this together. Roll it. This is the tail you have to have. Tail. Okay? If you do like that, then you start what's called folding parallel to this, to this head. Then tie here. Tie under the arm. You have to reach after the arm, under the arm.
然后你的那个手，这个胳膊底下。
Already finished. You put under the arm, no? Okay? This should not be like that.
Cover.
And then only slowly, slowly, you put like that.
Okay?
Here. Don't throw like that. Okay? Moment, moment. Don't throw like that. So you have to take it and put it slowly, slowly on the back. Okay. So in that case, you can adjust it. And see now down. If it is same level.
Okay.
I don't know now, he has to go now, I don't know what decision to take, whether I should continue and so what, I will stop this class, otherwise, because of him now, it's a problem. We have to stop this class, we have to go other rules. Easy rules, which are very easy. He is not here to listen.
Okay.
He is not here. He wants to make medicine. So then, that is the thing. Because now other rules about, you can finish easy rules, about 10 rules you can finish. But he is not here to listen. This kind of decision is what he has no brain, no?
看看很简单，其实穿起来蛮复杂，要穿出班内这种感觉。 还有刚才帮我问一下，这个齐平可不可以这两样东西超过小腿下面？我看很多人穿的都很下面的，可以盖住你的上方。说了吗？
可以盖住八指到脚踝，这之间位置都是可以的，但是不能低于脚踝。他今天没说到脚踝，他今天只说八。他说这两个一般高，这两个一般高，对不对？然后那个下身是八指到脚踝，那么上衣也是八指到脚踝。你帮我确认一下。昨天说了。So he's asking that the level of Uttarasana should also be eight fingers up to ankle. Between this area is fine. up to the 8 fingers up to ankle. It should be above the ankle. It cannot be lower than the ankle.
Yes, dukkata. If it is touching the ankle, it's dukkata. So then, between 8 fingers and this area and so forth, this area, up to here, for example. If it touches up to here, it's okay. But if it touches the ankle, it's dukkata. It's too much. It looks like sari. Sari. Indian woman sari.
这个是无心也恶作。 就说你走来走去掉下去了，碰到了恶作。So
he's asking, is this achitaka or is this a dukkata achitaka or not? It is achitaka if he does not know that the rope has fallen too much or does not know. There is no offense. But if one knows and does not care, it is because anadare, because disrespect to the rule is dukkata.
他说那个说他说如果说您不知道，然后就让你始终不知道这是犯的。但是如果说你知道，你故意不改正的话，就犯一条不恭敬的过错。So
then I will tell you a story. Once when Sariputta, he was talking with another monk, and then his robe is fallen. Some like it was touching the ground, touching the ground, and then. Rahula Samanera, he passed from that and saw when Sariputta's robe is falling down on the ground. So Sariputta did not know that. Ajananda said, without knowing. And then Sariputta, when Rahula told Bandi, your robe is falling on the ground. And then he turned, he saw his robe there. He merely adjust his robe, adjust and so forth, and then he told, he make Vandana to Samanera, Rahula. Because he showed him that he wearing his robe wrong. So, therefore now, Sariputta was very humble. He did not scold Rahula, look, you are smaller, you are going to tell me. So, but he worshipped Rahula. He made anjali to him, Rahula. And thank him for that. So therefore now, this rule is not because, I don't know, therefore it's no offense. If you become aware, and you don't care, to adjust your robe, it is dukkata.
他说以前那个舍利克尊者，他给参禅上人跳下天，下是舍利迪面，然后被一个叫罗侯罗的上面的人给看见了，然后这个罗侯罗的上面的人一提醒他，你跟这个僧侣尊者，你看加上掉地面，然后舍利克尊者一听，然后立刻把自己的袈裟给调整好，然后调整好之后呢，然后他就对这个罗侯罗上面的人恭敬合掌，然后对这个上面的人表示感谢。本来就好比我们洗钵，嗯，舍了掉了，但是那时候。 手忙，那时候就说我能不能就说西奥波马上调整，这不算恶作。So
he's asking that for example he's washing his bowl. So while washing his bowl, he found that his robe is falling. So in that case, is it allowable for him to finish this washing first and then adjust his robe because his hands are occupied.
Yes, he can do it. He does not do it out of disrespect, no. If it is called apada, so means some hindrance, obstacle, is that you can't do it, you make termination, as soon as I finish this, I will do it. There is no
offense.
Okay, now because of Indasiri, I was going to stop this explanation about the ropes today, and we will go to the next chapter, no? Chapter which are very easy rules, and we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll continue this rope. This rope explanations.
那这个一行先讲到这个地方，因为呢，伊那斯也走了，所以说我们先讲那个下一品的，就。说的呢。红孝品啊。红孝品。So. In the. This Pachitya number 11. Not Pachitya. Second number 11.
Excuse me. Yes. Sorry. Second number 11.
然后再开始看那个《诸法界第十一条》。该谁念？ 给你个，
嗯，
啊，给你。
等一下，我找你。
嗯，好。你那边是哪个区域？
第二个跟照片是吧？
对对对，法师几步都圆，七十六分比丘空虚二心，
七十二连着的，
对对对对，就连着就连着念，
连着，
对对，就没有几行，一共三四行。
OK OK。
法师是几步都圆，七十六分比丘空虚二心，作为俗家经。
尔时，以孤独园其实六群比丘空笑而行坐于慈家间，乃至我当不空笑而行坐于慈家间，不空笑而行坐于慈家间，不恭敬故，空笑而行坐于慈家间，不记得。不义者，不念者，无知者，有病者，于可笑事而微笑，是不实，是狂最初之犯行者不犯也。尔时即孤独园，其实没了。
没了，
你读到十三去了。
对。
OK。
So he finished, we didn't put this, the number 11 and number 12 is together, so he read this together, number 11 and number 12.
Together, no?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Then let me see what is explanation, Kankavidarani? Maybe very short, no?
Yes, it's very short. And then you have a word for.
Just one word.
Okay. You can read that all quickly, let me
see. You have a word for 108页。
第一行，十一在第十一高声嬉笑，乃以大声而笑之意。即使在这里，也如此特相，也是具作格。
finished.
So therefore, now if you have a friend who makes jokes.In the village and you are laughing, look at that because of your friend. loud.
Because this friend or both marks incurs Dukkata, or only the laughing mark.
I don't tell about the friend. I'm telling you that you are laughing, no?
Oh, okay.
If you are laughing loud, the friend makes a joke.
But he didn't laugh.
He didn't laugh.
Okay.
But you laugh, no?
Okay.
Make me laugh. Ha ha ha. And so on. You got it. Because of your friend.
How about this?
Huh?
How about this?
Yeah.
Huh? Like you?
Yeah, look at that.
Really?
It's a village problem. Might be. Serious.
Yes.
Smiling, the commander tells, smiling, no problem. Inside the monastery, you can laugh.
This is the same.
Anytime you like, you can laugh inside the monastery.
The
village problem.
But in 俗家间, 我有个疑问，就是说自己家里算俗家，也算俗家间。就自己父母家也算是在家，也要全贫富，也要不能笑。
So he is asking that how about his parents' house?
It is inside the house. No? It's not inside the village. Now, This Andhrakara means inside the village, outside houses, outside. Oh. Inside house, no problem.
So you said house, so
I'm
no problem?
No.
He said that the Suya Jian is the Suya Jian in the house. You understand? And this word is the Suya Jian in the Suya Jian. So in the Suya Jian, there is no problem. But in the Suya Jian, there is no problem. So what is the Suya Jian? That's right.
That's right. So...就是你在走的时候，就是路过别人房子的时候不能笑，就是这个概念对吧？
他没有说什么路过不路过，只要你所处的区域是在房子以外、村落以内，对。
那可不可以这么理解？那如果说那个在那个车上，车上在大马路上，那这个理解是理解
的，对。
就是比如说那个有人是坐小轿车，在轿车里边不可以笑的。
So he's asking, how about laughing inside the vehicle? How about laughing inside the vehicle? For example, a car.
The vehicle? So, yes, it is not mentioned, but usually because you are inside the village, no? You are traveling within the inhabited area. So you must behave in a restrained way, restrained. Restrained way and so forth. Then even if you travel with a vehicle, that's called, you must know that you are inside the village. You don't talk too much and so forth, don't misbehave, don't raise your voice. Be restrained, because usually there are lay people around and so forth. Then it's not good to behave like that, to laugh very loudly.
他说这个市里边这种情况是那个绿像里面没有提到，但即使你坐在车上，你也应该意识到自己还是在村落之间，然后是周围都是俗人，然后住都是俗人，然后这是这种情况，自己行为应该用一种克制的方式，就是说不要高声说话，也不要高声大笑。
城市里面马路上面也算是俗家界
啊？
城市里面的马路上也算是俗家界啊？
So he's asking, how about in the city? That's going on the road of a city, like that.
Yeah, same. Now, yeah, village means inhabited area. Andhrakara means amid houses. In the houses, you call a house outside the houses. Okay, see, cities are houses, villages houses, towns houses. Even if you go in a small village, it is houses. You don't go and laugh and so on. So this is all inhabited area, cities, towns, everything kucha, lay people are living, not monks. Five and six to it.
Okay.
So then these are all the rules which you should be well restrained inside the village, inside the cities, towns.
然后他说那个，然后那个前面说要把第五条、第六条，还有就是我将善摄护，而行于俗家间。然后这些就是这些东西法都是告诉你就是如何在俗家间，然后那个自我克制。
This is what Chapati Bhikkhu did not.
You mean this Ujjayi-kāya?
Yes, Ujjayi-kāya. All the rules, most of the rules, about 90% is about Chapati Bhikkhu. Famous monks. So then, try to be restrained, no? If by accident, you laugh, it's called no offense. By accident, you should laugh. But yes, it's called, as soon as you become aware that you're laughing very loud, stop. Okay, don't overdo it.
如果说你只是偶然让人大笑，好，这是不犯的。但你意识到你这在高声大笑大笑那一刻起，你应该立刻停止，而不是应该继续。
说，if your friend tells many jokes, you must tell him.Wait, after you go to monastery, you can tell the jokes.
他说你的朋友在一边睡觉吗？你应该说那个听听起来先不要讲，等会睡醒以后再讲。
Okay. So now, Vishuddhananda, you can read the next.
Wait. 坐于瑜伽垫是什么意思啊？坐在马步上面笑。
So he says, so he's asking that is there any difference in, between walking in Antaragari or and sitting in Antaragari? Is there any difference?
In some rules, there are differences. It is you are still inside Antaragari. You are still there. There are lay people around. Okay.Whether you walking or sitting, many rules do not make the difference. Therefore now, but what happened now, this monk, Chabaya Bhikkhus, clever monks, they will think, if we, now, in the beginning the Buddha put, because while you're walking inside the house, they were laughing. And the Buddha put the rule, don't laugh. This monk, clever, okay, if we don't walk, but we sit, then we can laugh.Then the Buddha had to put another rule. No, even if you sit, you can't laugh. This is what happens because of these clever monks. Again, as called, all these rules are like that. In the beginning, while walking, they will do something wrong. The Buddha told, don't do that. And then they will say, okay, if we sit, we can do wrong things. And then the Buddha, no, even if you sit, you can't do wrong things.
Okay.
这没有区别，然后之所以分两条线，是因为分一开始是因为关于行的事不可大笑之交，然后对这些有想，他既然是行的事不让笑，那我就做事笑，让他们去做笑，让佛陀不得不知真交，后面很多戒都是这样。
我还想补充一下，房车和私人游艇是什么？
房车和私人
游艇是不是也算瑜伽垫？
房车什么东西？
房车就是停下来就是房子，然后一开，然后也能开。里面就
是跟房间
的
布置是一样的，但只不过它是
车那个比车那个
更
大小的面积做的。
房车
好
像
用了
词儿。
嗯，
房车这个词，我看
到
我的
这词。Car house。
分，真的叫 car house 吗？
Do you know car house?、
Mm-hmm.
Car house.
Car house?
Yes.
So he says a camping car.
Car parking house.
No, it's called a camping car.
Camping car?
Camping car.
Camping.
Yes.
Camping.
Yes.
Camping house.
No, it's not camping house. Camping car. Camping car. Did you
camping car.
Yes, camping car.
Actually, you can sleep inside.
Yes.
In that case now, because you are enclosed, no, it is like enclosed. If you stop in an area which, yes, this can be regarded as a house. But if you are inside a house like that, no problem, inside the house. Because you are enclosed, no, private, it's more private. It is no problem, because people can't see from outside.Can't see because this is you have only small window, no? Small window, most of this other people can't see. Therefore, I don't think it's a problem.
So, also he's asking about houseboat. So, also he's asking about houseboat.
Houseboat?
Yes.
Yes, that is also similar because it's enclosed, no? It is because it is a private place. Inside the village.
So he is asking that some people maybe they sleep in the van or car with the curtain on the vehicle. In that case, can it consider as a private space? something like that.
Curtains and it's not so privacy and so what, I don't know, because... But main thing is actually now, you see, it is ugly because people, they can listen from outside. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, hee hee hee. What? This then we lose faith, it's called just children and so what. So then, therefore now regarding this laughing, the Buddha told actually it is even if monks inside the monastery, so then they should restrain themselves about laughing, not just to, it's called loud, who's called the one, why one monk? Chandobas.
Oh, yes, Chandobas.
If he laughs, you can hear all that. Inside the kitchen. Chandobas famous.
That's
called famous. Therefore, now, we go to Pandit told many times. Don't laugh while wearing the robes, going to be like. So then, Migoda Bani told many times, can't stop. Inside the monastery, not big problem, but even inside the monastery is not good.
Oh, no.
So they restrain. Now, if you are in a private place, now okay, but during the school, the time going to Pindapata, many monks and lay people coming, and you laugh, ha ha ha, hee hee. It's ugly, it's not good. Restrain yourself, okay?
他说那个虽然寺院里边，他虽然不犯，但是尤其一些寺院里边突破什么，就更没有人很多，自然自己说那就更没一个很大小，非常丑陋。所以，OK，
so then what is the next？
Episode，
第一声。
二十几，二十几孤独园，其实六群比丘坐高大声而行坐于俗家间，乃至我当低声而行坐于俗家间，应当学，应低声而行坐于俗家间，不恭敬故，高大声而行坐于俗家间者，突击罗。
非故意者、无念者、无知者、有病者、事故时疯狂者、最初之犯行者不犯也。在第十三低声，不高声大声，在第十四也只是此方式。这里。 此低声的限定为：假如在十二肘的房屋，僧团长老在最旁一边，第二长老在中间，第三长老在另一边，如此而坐着时，当僧团的长老和第二长老在谈话时，第二长老听到。 那说话声音，而且听得清楚，确定所说的内容，而第三长老只听到该声音而无法确定所说的内容，这样的程度为低声。假如第三长老也能听得清楚，确定说话的内容，则名为大声。嗯，finished。 Okay, now it is about to be with less noise, less as called noise while going inside the village or sitting.
那是那个是二十二节是那个是那个是指在村落里边行或坐和行或坐，知道知道多少噪音。
Try to be restrained. If one wants to talk. In a low voice, don't shout, don't raise your voice.
如果你在这地方想说话的时候呢，你应该低声说话，不要很大声。
So now here, Gangavitani gives the distance. How much you can raise your voice?
然后他在一块多份里面给出了这个你这个什么样距离内，然后你这个只要在这个距离内，他给你限定这声音最多可以调到多大。
Now it gives here inside the house, for example,
12 cubits. So.
12 cubits, no? There are 3 monks here, sitting. Okay? So then, this is number one. Two, number three. If bhikkhu number one, he speaks with bhikkhu number two, okay? And number two can hear the voice, the voice of number one. And he can understand what bhikkhu one tells. Number three, he can
hear the bhikkhu.
Hear the voice, but he can't understand the words. Okay?
他说这个地方，这地方说低声的，就是说，比方说在这个12万尺宽这个房间里面，然后坐着三个比库，一个，然后他们两个之间每两个人之间距离都是6万尺，然后第一个人开始说话，然后第一个人说话之后呢，对第二个人说，他既能听见他声音，然后也能听懂他说了什么，但对第三个人来说，他虽然能听到他的声音，但听不到他说了什么，然后这是所谓的低声。
So then, that is called.The bhikkhu number one, he speaks silently. He does not raise his voice too much.
This I defined it.
You will explain. Appassato, no?
Yes, yes.
So, now, how much is 6 cubits?
6万尺应该是多长？
6 cubits, I don't know, we have to measure maybe here. 1, 2,
差不多一个万尺，你这一块钱差不多一个万尺。
4, 5, 6.
Yes.
This much distance. Okay. Up to here, so what? If bhikkhu number one talks, and then bhikkhu number two hears, he can understand the voice. He can understand what the bhikkhu tells clearly. But bhikkhu number three, who is far away, he can hear the noise but can't understand. This is called, he keeps tight silent. This is quite, I call, reasonable distance.
然后他说，六指距离大概就是这个地板上六格距离。然后其他解释跟说的一样，就是说。
Of course, if I'm sitting here, I can speak to the bhikkhu who is there number two. Then he can hear me. That means, okay, it is not loud. It is somehow not silent, but also not very loud. Now, for example, if I speak to Indaratna, it's almost 6 cubits. Okay, almost. If I talk, I call, and he can hear me. But the other monk, which is far behind, he can hear my noise, but he can't understand what I'm telling. This is good. Because if my noise should be, did you go to Kulambu? Can you?
No.
The other man can't. Should be low voice, okay? Should not be loud. Did you go go to Colombo. Hey, all people can hear.
所以说张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张张
什么问题？
这个大声只限定十二次吗？就好比我跟班里这么近，我说话很大声，你明白我意思吧？就两个人走在外面的话，可能就是相隔六种。
你得试，你得这找个人试，就是让你相隔十二种，然后看能那就是跟你相隔十二种，说他那个还是那个声音说话，你能不能听他说什么内容才可以？
就好比我们三个就这样的距离，我跟他说话，但你听得很近的，你觉得这算大声？就以你的角度，这算大声吗？
以我的角度是没法判断，因为我离你没有十二种，我必须我必须要听你十二种。
对，我的意思就是说，如果出去的话，人家说你。别说你是大声的，其实你说你要到十二岁外面就听啊，你到十二岁听不到了，
对，
要跟他这样辩解，
对啊，
这条件一定要是十二岁的，不就好比我离他这么近，我讲话大声也不算大声，
不是你讲话大声得判断，就是十二岁专业的人能听懂你说的话，这是判断标准，对吧？你现在说你口无凭，我怎么知道你是大声还是小声？
说他现在他说。此低声的限定为假如在十二种，
此低声的限定为，然后假如在十二种方位，对，就是假如在十二种方位，所以说那你的意思是什么？你想说什么？
就好比我现在这个声音啊，不能这样，半天再说，另外我觉得你算反，
你觉得你要有证据啊？
对，他觉得你算大
声，你觉得是不就没有任何，你要有证据，你必须站十二种，然后你我，然后你他然后你说声音，然后他完全听懂了，这才有证据，对吧？
要我走到十二米段，然后让他没事看我，
对，这不就完了吗？
用过试试，你就知道这是不是大声。
对，
不是，你还是没听懂。
你
我的意思是说，一个大声好，我跟他在讲话，大声好。这声音就半界了，我不可能说半天你走到十二次以后你再来听听看，这种不可能说这种话。
你可以事后跟他说吗？
啊，
你可以事后跟他说，你就当场说不好，你可以事后跟他说，你可以解释说我没有大声，你不信我还用声音响，我你走到十二次说这边试试，对吧？我不知道你的意思是什么，我实在没听懂你的问题是到底是什么。
What's the problem?
So.I don't know how to explain his question. So his question is that, so for example, if he's talking with another monk, but the distance is not very far. I mean, the distance is not very long. So their distance is not 12 cubits. But then another monk approached him and said, okay, you're not, so now you're talking very loudly. But then he has to ask this monk, I'm not talking loudly. So in that case, what to do? Is it necessary for the third month to go away from up to 12 cubits and then test or something?
So if there is a complaint, it's better to restrain oneself. That means something is true.
Uh-huh.
Other person, another monk is not going to complain
uh-huh.
just for nothing.
Uh-huh.
There might be some truth in that.
Uh-huh.
Then you have to understand
uh-huh.
that maybe you have to reduce your voice.
Uh-huh.
So... Because it is embarrassing now for bhikkhus to go and complain about something.
Oh.
Except if it is very serious thing.
Oh. Okay.
That means your voice has already exceeded the volume.
Yes, but
you become noisy. If you become noisy and disturb others, better to calm down and reduce the volume.
Yes, but his question about the other monk accused him that he has an offense. Mahasadhu offense, like that.
Can be because now if it's called accusing you, that means you have exceeded the limit of your volume.
Yes, but his question is that. So how does that monk know if he's not within this 12 cubits distance, how can that
be? He's here.
You mean here this?
If he is within distance 12 cubits, no. He no is no more.
No, that means the first monk is here, the second monk is here, the third monk is here, but he's not within 12 cubits. But even well, this monk is here, he's making this kind of accusation.
It is absurd, no? Uh-huh. I don't think it is. This is imaginary scenario.
This is yes.
Imaginary scenario. It cannot be because this sentence is very short. Uh-huh. Who is going to complain about that?
Uh-huh.
So then, if you complain, you tell him no. You can take a ruler, measure 6 cubits. No offense, you tell.
You can
measure 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No offense, okay, no problem. You can tell go, the other one go. I'm not offense.
So he's asking about. So how about this monk is using microphone, a stereo, like that? Stereo devices?
Stereo?
Yes, amplifier like that.
Amplifier?
Yes.
So then, yes, inside the village, of course, usually now we should not do like that. These temple monks, they do it.
Okay.
Temple monks, because they don't keep the rules anyhow.
Okay.
So many rules. So then, except if there is some special occasion when people invite, making a special invitation to give a Dhamma talk.
Okay.
For example, for a funeral, we go sometimes for funeral.
Uh-huh.
And we are sitting, the funeral might take place in a place very close to a village,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes inside the inhabited area, where there are many houses surrounded by houses.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if arrangements are done by lay people, that they put microphone, loudspeakers, it's a very special occasion, there is no offense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is not just for fun,
mm-hmm.
it's not for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it is to commemorate something, some commemoration and so forth, is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
These are exceptions, but most of the time now, if monks, they just for nothing, they just talk.
Mm-hmm.
No, because it becomes noisy for other people, mm-hmm. of course they have to be dealt with this rule.
说那个他说如果是没有人和理由然后呢这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 So he's asking that is does this apadasu means like for special causes like what they have explained the
dangers and obstacles like that. Dangers is now, for example, an elephant comes and he one shouts is called to for the other bhikkhus, don't go close because he's very wild elephant and one shouts very loud. So then to save the life of other people, for example, is no problem. Or to save the life of oneself, because one is in trouble.
他说这件事故只要是危险情况，比如像一个大象来了，然后你就比如说大喊大叫，然后那个为自己的生命，然后这都是允许的。So he's asking that the speech in the funeral is not considered in this occasion, no?
Not because there is not any danger there, but it is something
Really, I tried the commentary or something.
No, it does not say anything about that. It does not say anything. Commentary is even Kankavi, Samanda Basati does not say anything. Let me see. Let's see here. The same thing.
Uh-huh.
Does not give any score. Apadasu, it is one. Yes, you can regard this, for example. This speech and so forth usually is not regarded as apadasu. Apadasu means the monk has died. That is something you can regard as apadasu like that. Means when there is some special reason for death, for example, the death of another person, then you have to deliver some talk. So, to explain something about. So it's no offense, it seems. But the other monks and so what I've seen there are monks in Malaysia, for example, they go with a van. And they tell, we're going to build a new monastery, and if you want to donate, like that, with loudspeakers. So they stop there, and they distribute pamphlets to the people. So they break this rule. That doesn't mean there is any danger if you don't plan the, they don't build the monastery. But they shout with a loudspeaker. Some monks, you have the university monks, sometimes they go for rally. Rally means for demonstrations, like that, demonstrations, to student demonstrations. So they also join, they have political parties also. The students, it's called university students. They have the loudspeakers and the leader he has to put and shout and so on. This all is called dukkha offenses.
So he's asking whether this really happens in the playground or somewhere else.
Playground?
Yes, the playground in the campus or somewhere else.
Anyway, because it's not, the campus is not monastery.
So here, then, how about classroom?
Classroom is a closed, enclosed place, no? So then it is not the world much.
Mm.
就是你说这个老师是这些礼物里边的是吗？
啊，对对对对，这些礼物里边有一个老师，啊，这老师要给大家做大报告，但是可能人很多，他可能大家做起来之后都超过这个12人，那这样的时候，但是他们可能就是在森林里边找一个地方，僻静的地方，这样那个那个森林呢，它算是。
森林是林野间了，对吧？他那个这张老刚就是很明确定义，就是说他是那个人们那个居地方，村落间，那个俗家间是那个人民居地方，不是林野间。
哦，那我的问题就来了，这个林野跟那个村落的、那个、
前面讲过的，他是那个什么五百公的距离，你前面我们讲那个是那个什么，就是讲那个等你一个是尼萨西亚巴基达第29还有一个就是刚讲回过法而且讲了。
哦，500公，
对，好像是500公，我看了，
是500公，
500公对吧？
对
对。
那如果说这一条高速公路上，就500米的范围内，它没有住户，那这个算认为是林野？
500公好像不是500米，我记得500公是至少当然
在大概就500公的距离之内，如果是高速公路上500公的距离之内是没有，没有那个熟人的房子的话，没有居民区的话，这个算。
OK。So then he's asking that suppose there's a monk talking loudly on the highway, on the highway, and within this good 500 bulls around there's no inhabited area. Within 500 bulls there's no inhabited area. In that case, is it allowed for this monk to speak loud?
Yeah, short.
没问题，可以打。
我想问一下，就是他这几条街都是俗家间，俗家间是指房子之间。那么就是在所有的这些在房子里的都不算。
对对对，他说。
他们看这房子在房子里头也不行。
什么时候说在房子里头也不行吗？
就是刚才他们那个问题。
他们房子不是在房子里头。
如果在房子里头，那个大部分房子会这样多。
没问题。
我可以强调一个教室。
教室里边是不是可以？对。大家想想，
在那个可能是那个阴学法的所有的戒，都是那个像刚才说的那个，就是不知道的那个不犯，然后只要一知道，马上得改，不改就犯。
啊，
这所有的都。
So he's asking that for all these secret rules, for all these secret rules, so if they just go. Break this rule unknowingly, so they will not fall into any offense. But once they get aware of it, but they didn't adjust themselves, in that case they will fall into offense.
Yes, because
it doesn't apply for all seekers.
Yes, no. The principle is actually all these rules. It says, "Yo anadaryan paticca." Anadaryan paticca means out of disrespect. Disregard. And we have already come across to a Pachitya rule, it's called Anadarya Pachitya. Anadarya. Therefore, I told you that this rule's Pachitya rule,
58.
So then it has a large radius. So then it covers many rules. So if you do it after disrespect, not only Sakyas, but other rules also. You fall into dukkhas. So if you also break that particular pachitya rule, you fall another extra rule because of pachitya, because you have broken that rule. So therefore now, but sekyas applies only in dukkhas, because there is no any other extra, for example, things to follow, like pachitya or like nisagya pachitya.
Okay. 他说这个对所有人还有适用，然后他犯这个错，实际上就是犯那个巴西利亚下面这个错，就是那个不恭敬巴西利亚。然后所以也就是因为这个原因，我们之前讲那个不恭敬巴西利亚的时候，我们说这条戒辐射范围非常之广，就是他实际上能你很多戒都包含在很多戒都包含在这下面。所以对阴学法来讲呢，就是说你犯这个只会犯恶错，不会犯别的东西。但是对其他戒来说，比方说你是那个知道自己错，然后故意不改，那然后首先你会犯那个不恭敬的巴西利亚下面这个错。然后你真正把那条戒破了之后呢，然后你比方你破是尼萨切巴西利亚，加上尼萨切巴西利亚，然后再加巴西利亚，或者什么。但是如果说，当然不恭敬的巴西利亚，他自己还有自己的过犯，就是你还可能就是进一步不恭敬，可能会犯那个巴西利亚。
哦，就那个不恭敬法那条。
对对对，不恭敬法那条。
然后，执行长，你说的是不是还有两条是恶说呀？
恶树好像不是在中间法里边，是在那个前面那个什么那个八戒第二的，不是啊？
啊，那是
那个恶骂里边，我记得是啊，在八戒恶骂里边。
All this is called secure rules that tell anadaryan patiche
dukkha.
Because of disrespect is dukkha.
Okay.This is from Sankhya Yoga, Kankhya Yoga, okay, I'll just explain to you. 大家可以看到那个一户多的一百零四页，一户多的一百零四页，然后那个第二三个，他说那个，当知一切处，所有正确法在不恭敬而犯恶作。他说这，然后这样一起写，这第一行把理就是在不恭敬而犯恶作。
哦。
然后他那个，然后那个这张老板下面写第二行把理就是那个第应该是第五十八条巴西利亚，就是那个不恭敬，不恭敬者巴西利亚。Sorry, it's not 58, it's 54, sorry, it's 54. 第54条八戒，说错了，不是
58。So then, okay, these are connected, no? These are connected, these two are called now. Anadaryam Paticca comes in all secure rules. So that doesn't mean that, as called, because you don't know that your rope has fallen. That means, okay, you don't know because you have not become aware of it. But there is no offense. Okay, but if you already know and you think, oh, I don't care, so what? Then, that is carelessness. Because of carelessness, together. Because of disrespect for the rule.Disrespect of the advice of other people. The other people tell you, look, your rope has fallen. You are going to tell me, who are you? look at that. Okay? But according to the Pachitya rule, you follow the Pachitya also. This is another Pachitya. Because disrespect to the Bukkhalan, to the person who advises you. So then, now you can see, therefore now you might fall into Pachitya offense also. According to the Dukkata, it means,You are alone, you become aware, your rope has fallen down, okay? And you don't care. Then you look at it. But if another person tells you, okay, and you think, who are you to tell me? You show disrespect to the person also,
okay.
To the rule, to the person, then it's pachiti also.
Okay.然后他说那个这个这张上说第一句话就是那个在不恭敬，然后犯恶作，在不恭敬犯恶作，这个是适用一切正觉法的。然后他说呢，如果比方说你的那个下垂了，然后但是他下垂的时候你不知道，然后不知道这是不犯，但是如果你一个人，然后你意识到了，然后你想，哎，我也不在乎这事，然后不改过来，但是这是你一个人情况，然后你意识到然后不改过来，这是犯恶作。但如果这种情况，就是那个你就是其他人看到你。说孙子，你家是垂下了，然后你很不信，然后你就跟他说你是谁啊？你凭什么教育我？然后这样，然后如果是这样的话，那就是他犯的不仅仅是恶作，直接犯那个不恭敬巴吉利亚。他说因为你是对一个是对这条不恭敬，然后就再一个是对那个给你提出建议这个人不恭敬，然后就犯巴吉利亚。
那我能不能这样理解？就是所有的因缘法。别人指出来，告诉你了，你继续再重复这个动作就犯，不重复马上改正就不犯，全部不犯。
如果你那个重复是无心的，就是那个你是故意那个不，实际上就跟我们那个之前讲五十四条说的一样，就那他说了，然后你故意不那个你故意不改正，然后就犯那个八戒业。然后那和那
人，我想所说的什么情况就好，对。就好比是那个哄笑，人家说哎你犯了这个应笑哄笑不要笑，好，我说不笑，但是你不算犯戒，
对啊，
因为你不知道，
对啊，
是这个情况，
对，
就是每一条都这样的，
对，都是这个意思。然后你要说什么？你要说什么 ？OK， 所以
那个 OK， 我们接下来到 next，
你要下面你看这个。
法师及度缘其实六旬毗库
摇身调身而行，坐于俗家间，乃至我当不摇身而行，坐于俗家间，应当学不摇身啊，不应摇身而行，坐于俗家间，应摄身行坐，不恭敬故身调身而行，坐于俗家间者，若左非故意者，无念者，无知者，有病者，于一六指家入卧房者，是故是疯狂者，非说是半行者不半行。
该该为的了你。
一步都不。
在从此之后的六界，摇身身体动来动去，一切处其他无别处，也是以此方式。因此在摄受之时，身体很厚，应当只保持不动摇，正直而前往，以及坐在村落中。在十六十八二十二就
那是迷样那是
三条坐着相应的穴处，为了居住者无罪。
So then, yes, now, they see some people, they walk in a very funny way. So then, if they walk, they want to shake the body, like that. So then, this is what monks should not do.
比方说摇晃身体的，然后最出圈人说是不应该这样做的。
So except if one is inside the enclosed place, enclosed means which is inside the room, like that one wants to stay and so what, there is no offense.
但是如果你处在一个封闭的房间之内的话，这是不犯的。比方说一个房间的这样。
房间里有俗家人呢，也不犯。
So he's asking that even if there's another lay person together with him in the room, in that case, still no offense. Is that true?
Yes, it depends on case because you have to be. It's no offense, but it depends if there is some person who wants to criticize you. Better to offend, to abstain from doing such movements.
他说这肯定是不犯的。但是如果你知道这房间里有一个可能会那个批评你的人，你应该尽量能够节制自己，不要这样做。
So some monks try to teach lay people how to make yoga exercises, for example. And you tell you move your body like that, you move like that. And it becomes so funny, and lay people they lose respect for the monks. So if you teach yoga.And what's called? What is Chinese other exercise for?
Qigong something.
Qigong or something like other.
Tai Chi.
Or other exercises. So.
It's Tai Chi.
Tai Chi. Ah, Tai Chi. So. It's called. You don't do that in public places, no?
You mean to practice that by himself or to teach others?
No, I mean don't do it inside the village, inside the cities, inside the town. Don't move such movements yourself and don't teach others on the road like that.
So, 说不要在公开场合，然后自己都是动作，或者自己做这动作，或者教其他人做这动作。在马路上，或者在那个城市里。
There are some Theravada monks. They make money because of teaching Tai Chi or something like that. This kind of
arts.
Let's go arts, martial arts. They go to people. They go to the park. Oh, let's go to the park.It's very more natural. they sit there in the park, and many people go around, and they can see them, and say, how they practice Tai Chi, and they why this monk? Oh, this monk has this knowledge, like that. How to teach people Tai Chi, I don't know what. So these are completely wrong practices. These are the practices of Chabagya Bhikkhus.
而且上次我说那人，他说通过教太极拳这东西，这种要知识赚钱的，然后他们那个教太极拳这东西的时候，可能那个还在到城市里边，然后那个他跟人说，如果我们一起去公园练这个的话，可能会更加自然一点，然后大型公园跟学公园，然后在公园里边做着各种各样的动作，然后人们很崇拜。然后他说，地球，就是可能不在公园，还在那个海滩上面。 然后那个，然后他说这就是凑合，这就是凑合行为，都是流行礼服的做的事情。那你没有教别人，你在那里做这种动作也不行。他是这么说的，他刚说了，他刚已经说了，就我刚不是翻译嘛，他说你不管人在这地方，你自己做，在这是公共场合自己做，还是教他人做都是不行。他刚说这句话。
在公共场合，你在我说的动作不是那种什么正规的什么太极，就是放松的那种摇摇手啊。
你这次给他演示一下。就这种摇摇手啊，这种扭扭身体的这种放松的这种动作，但算不了。He said that he wants to do this kind of relaxation movements.
Inside the village,
in the park, what is it? So you can tell.
Like this. Like this?
Yes.
No?
God, because many people they look is for monk is happy.
You
can make your in your room, in your kuti you can do whatever you like. You can put ropes to jump from one rope to another rope.
你从腿向上，然后从一个向上跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳，跳 可以啊。
不是，我看你说。掉身，哎，我这是绿藏里边，为什么你要被掉臂？你看这绿藏，我把心脏炖成那个。
我这是绿藏，
我也是元亨寺绿藏。
那个
掉身后面一个，
掉身，
摇身
，
摇身，摇臂。
OK， 我问一下。So he's asking.
Vinny Peter.
嗯。
有掉，你那有掉身吗？
他看到后面七十八去了。
哦，对，十七十八是摇，是掉臂啊。
等一下啊，
掉成什么这种吊起来的那种感觉。
像吊臂。
我就找到一个词。
对，就一个词好像。
那这就只有摇身了吧？
对，
后面词哪儿？
我看那个什么那个在那个疑惑度在疑惑度托里边根本就把直接把这个词翻译成摇身，根本没出现吊身。
哦，对啊，那就是说那个翻译是多了个词是吧？
他们有时候翻译是这种情况，就是把一个词，然后给你翻译成几个词，这两个词可能意思非常相近，因为他还有拿不准。
哦，
对，
那我就是摇
身。啊，对。这里边摇身是动的。
So now he's asking that in China there's a kind of exercise like this. We just standing without moving like that. Is it allowed? Because
what is this? What is this? What? In Chinese what?
Kung Fu.
It's actually the foundation of Kung Fu. It's not Kung Fu itself. This is called Zhan Zhuang. It means standing like a trunk.
To stay like that for a long time, 5 minutes.
Yeah,
minutes.
Yeah. 1 hour. Yes, yes. Well, he can do that very well.
Yeah, you can see in the middle of the road, you can see. Stay like that and see what will happen.
Right. 他说你可以站在路边。
Stop the traffic.
他说你看那个大人，这站到中间，然后看翻了什么信，然后说不定可以那个三人行的堵塞。
Maybe good for lay people, but not for monks.
这可能对在家人有什么但是对出家人不是。
It's all your wrong practices. Now, you see, monks, they should practice, if they want to practice mindfulness, this is different way how to practice mindfulness, okay? Not this kind of stabilizing the body like that and try to control, to control the movements of the body. One should be mindful in a different way, according to Satipatthana Sutta. So these are completely non-Buddhist practices.
他说这也不是佛教修行方式，然后他说那个，如果你想修于正念的，你不是应该通过控制身体，然后把自己整个身体稳住。如果你想修于正念的话，应该按照《大愿传经》里面说的方式修于正念。
So then there are also kind of different meditations how you to put mudras like you put your hands like that. All this is nothing to do with Buddha's teaching. They come from Hindu traditions, from other and so forth.
然后还有其他善业方式，比方说做出各种各样的手印。然后他说这善业方式都跟佛陀的教诲没有任何关系，这是来自其他的传统，比方说印度教传统。
Even teaching what's called Tai Chi or to other people and so forth, it is not part of what's called Buddhist monks. This is what the Buddha always emphasizes is called a different way of practice. It's nothing to do with anything with Tai Chi or other practices.
他说那个包括给先生教太极这些事情也都不是比丘生活的一部分。然后他说佛陀的那个佛陀所强调这些修行，他说跟太极这些东西都没有任何关系。
The emphasis is to see the impermanence of all things, not to try to create permanence. Permanence in impermanent things.
他说，然后佛陀所强调是那个是在是在事情中看到无常，而不是试图在这无常事情当中创造恒常。
Okay.
Time has passed now.
More questions?
大家没大家有问题吗？
你的 Ratna, you can read next through.
那个，你按照张老师那个下面上去。
This is no. This is Punyaratna's example. Moving the hands in the park.
Uh-huh.
Now it comes. The rule comes.
第二十以后，不是摇臂吊臂的。
十七十八，二十，子孤独园其实六群比丘摇臂吊臂而行为，行坐于俗家间，乃至我当不摇臂而行坐于俗家间，应当学不因摇臂而行坐于俗家间。因设臂行坐，不恭敬后，摇臂吊臂而行坐于俗家间，是几否？最初之犯行者是犯
的。真的是。
Kankavichana
for all the five rules, because in Kankavichana
there's nothing, no? Empty.
Yes.
Silent.
Yes.
Okay, so then. Yeah, this rule is again about Tai Chi movements. So the one what he says to do either with a playful way, to move the hands in a playful way.
Mm.
Yeah. Look. Like that playful way, like that playing. Visuddhinanda. Okay.
No.
Move the hand like that, going in the village, la 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 la. So when moving the hand, it's all this Pahupa Chalak. It's called Dukkata.
Oh.
那个张老师刚刚也是那种方式，村老先生他刚刚也是那种方式，摇手臂的话，这都很不错。
Okay, so next rule. 我当不摇头而行坐于俗家间，应当学最初之犯行者不犯矣。真的是。Okay.
So the phone now, but it says that we actually now. Says that should now, for example, the body, the arms, and the head, one should then as called pagahetva. Paganhat means to restrain themselves, to control them, to called, to hold them in their position, the normal position. Okay, so not move them in such a way, in a playful way or an unrestrained way. So. This is where one should hold one's body, hands and head in the normal position.
他说这几条线呢，佛陀讲的就是有关那个自己的身体，胳膊还有头，然后那个就不能以那种嬉笑的方式不节制的方式随便摇晃，就是那个应该把这几个肢体都保持正常体位。
So this also has to do with the other rule, Sekya, Susanvoto, Antaragarika Misamiti, Misita Samiti, which means once I will go well restrained, well restrained in the village.
他说这几条结合，其实或者那个就是前面是专业法第一品的那个第五条，好像是就是我当那个。 善摄护啊，行俗家间和这些也是相关的。那个善摄护里边也包含这些内容。Okay,
if there are no other questions, now we must know that we have finished this chapter.
如果大家没有其他问题的话，那我这品到这我们就已经讲完了。
Many of these Sekya rules, small and so forth, and easy to understand, but to practice, so many minds, they completely forget, and they go according to their habits. Now, in lay life, they had certain habits, they follow that habits. They don't know that now they've changed. They become monks. They should behave in a different way. So then, this is not good. All the time you have to remind yourself. Remind yourself that I have changed now in a different mode of life. Okay, I should not behave like a layman, like lay people do. So it is good to reflect every day this Dasa Dhamma Sutta. It's called. You know, Dasa Dhamma Sutta, to reflect that Anyo me akkapo karaniyot. I should behave in different way of how lay people behave. So, this applies for all the sekhyas, for all the vineyards. This number three reflection, no? Anyome agapo karaniyoti. I will, it's called, behaving in different way from what people behave. So you reflect every day like that. And then there is number four. Kachinuku meyata sila dona bhavatiti. Does not myself blame me about my sila. And then number five, do not other sabrahmacharis blame me about the sila. Therefore, you have to reflect this Dasanama Sutta every day.
他说这个很短，想很容易理解的，但是很多比丘在实践中可能就完全把它们忘掉了，他们真正实践可能就是自己在家生活中的一些习惯，然后都不知道自己现在已经改变身份，甚至成为出家人，所以说我们必要有必要每天听自己说我们现在生活模式，你跟以前不一样，然后最好呢是可以每天醒思一下这个释法经。 比方那个释法经里边醒思第三条话，然后那个，但他说就是我现在是出家人了，然后我所有这些唯一居士应该跟在家人不一样，然后这点呢，实际上也不仅适用于所有中学法，应该说对所有的既定的学术都适用。然后还有那个释法经里边那个第五条醒思，就是我这头发经者，会不会因为戒而责问我？ 然后那个，所以说大家最好是就是每天都能根据这个学法经那个自己醒思一下。
Even parents who are parents, if they grow their children, they will tell them don't shout inside the village, don't shout and so on. If they are, for example, in public places, don't shout, don't play like that. You know, it's called don't laugh very loudly. They will tell the children, parents who are parents, they will advise their own children, small children. This is how parents they train the children not to behave in an improper way while they are together with other people, especially inside the house, no problem. They can shout and so on. But if they go outside their own house, they go in the houses of other people, parents feel ashamed. Oh, our children, they are shouting like that, they are doing like that, they misbehave. So immediately the parents will advise the children, don't do like that. So in the same now, if parents they do like that to the children, as called, we as monks should behave much better than even lay people. So therefore, and restrain ourselves misbehaving while going in this kind of public places.
父母在养育小孩的时候，然后他就在公共场合，比如说村子里边，或者其他人住处，你不应该大声喊叫，然后大声嬉笑。 然后呢，如果小孩做这个行为呢，父母就会被他给他示弱，然后立刻告诉他不要这样做。然后如果说父母对养小孩都是这样的话，他们还是在养人呢，我们出家人行为应该比他们更有节制，才是正确。So
the same way, if children they travel by bus, or by train, or by other vehicle and so what, and they shout and so what, parents immediately don't shout. Keep quiet. So that is common. Common is called behavior, is called attitude of parents. They don't want their children to misbehave like that, and they advise them.
然后他说呢，你知道，比方说，比方说，小孩是呢，他乘坐公交车或者火车或者其他交通工具的时候，然后那个对父母来说也很经常，就是告诉小孩，都不要那么样，要安静一点。
这父母的行为和很经常用，像是告诉小孩，都不要那么样，要安静一点。这父母的行为和很经常用，像是告诉小孩，都不要那么样，要安静一点。这父母的行为和很经常用，像是告诉小孩，都不要那么样，要安静一点。
所以出家人行为要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比要比
they are control themselves. They know how to control, no? So they respect.
如果这出川现这方面能表现好的话，人们会对他们更加尊敬，然后他们会想，就是说这出川非常自知，然后他们知道如何自知。
So then, okay. Today, tomorrow we'll continue this rope. Mm-hmm. 差不多了。
然后让明天我们继续讲，就是有关那个一的那个第一品。
So then I brought your books. I will go outside, no?
Okay.